Just last month, Republican Rick Saccone narrowly lost a special election for Congress to Democrat Connor Lamb. Saccone is again a candidate in a newly drawn district that includes much of the 18th. A top issue is his bruising defeat in the special election, but as 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring reports, Saccone says he has a shot at beating his primary opponent, Republican Guy Reschenthaler.
Saccone sits at his campaign headquarters with one other staffer. It's a marked contrast from this time a little over a month ago, when dozens were bustling around the office. Saccone says he's relieved to be free from the national media and outside spending that he says distorted his message.
Remember, those outside groups spent that money not on me. They spent it on their own message, mostly anti-Nancy Pelosi message. It wasn't on Rick Saccone. It wasn't helping Rick Saccone to tell Rick Saccone's story.
Saccone's loss was a big upset for Republicans and may well haunt him in the May 15th primary. His Republican opponent, State Senator Reschenthaler, says it was such a debacle that many in his party urged him to run against Saccone.
We were all there to support Rick Saccone. The president was in the district twice. His children came on several occasions. The vice president came. So I think the voters deserve another choice, and it's time to put a new candidate forward who has a history of winning, like myself.
Once a prosecutor in the Navy and then a magisterial district judge, Reschenthaler also sought the GOP nomination in the special election. But at a meeting of local party officials last fall, he lost to Saccone, an Air Force veteran who taught at St. Vincent College before joining the State House in 2010. The 34-year-old Reschenthaler is casting himself as a stronger Republican standard bearer than the 60-year-old Saccone. He's already raised enough money to run TV ads, and his donors include U.S. Senator Pat Toomey and the previous chair of the state Republican Party. All good signs to Reschenthaler.
I think Republican voters want somebody who's new.
But in terms of policy, little separates the two candidates, says Republican strategist Charlie Giroux.
Well, that's what's so interesting about this race, is that the issue differences and distinctions really aren't that great. You've got two conservative Republicans, so it becomes much more of a personality-driven race.
And so far, the race has featured some sharp exchanges. Reschenthaler's campaign has raised doubts about Saccone's work on a power plant in North Korea in the early 2000s. The project was meant to encourage the country to drop its nuclear weapons program, and Saccone has said he's served as a diplomat. Last month, however, the Guardian newspaper suggested he overstated his role. Saccone counters that his interactions with everyday North Koreans built up potentially important goodwill with the country. Meanwhile, he's begun to call Reschenthaler a career politician.
He's jumped and hopped from one job to another, never finishing a term in any one position that he's been in.
Before joining the state Senate in 2015, Reschenthaler completed about a third of his term as district judge. And now he's running for Congress before finishing his first full term in the legislature. The race comes after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court redrew the former 18th district and renumbered it the 14th. It now covers all or part of Fayette, Greene, Washington, and Westmoreland counties. And that means it keeps all of the counties Saccone won last month, where voters skew conservative on issues like abortion and gun rights. Kim Stolfer, a prominent local Second Amendment activist, says enthusiasm has not cooled for Saccone, despite grousing about his prior campaign by national Republicans.
If anything, it's brought a sense of saltiness because of some in the national media who have criticized him.
While there might be some conflict within the GOP today, party strategist Giroux says the 14th is a district where either Republican is likely to claim victory in November. Onley Herring, 90.5 WESA News.